now we're joined by Cara Kelly with a range of sports stories making news here and abroad. Cara, good afternoon.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very good, thanks. And we're going to begin with soccer. In English League Two this week, the Newport County goalkeeper broke a world record.
He did. Newport played Cheltenham during the week, and Newport goalkeeper Tom King was kicking the ball from his own six-yard box when it ended up all the way down in Cheltenham's goal. It travelled a remarkable distance of 96.01 metres with a little bit of help from the wind, and it's now the longest goal in football's history. Guinness have registered it as a new world record, and it beats the previous record, which was held by Asmir Begovic, which for a goal that he scored in 2013 playing for Stoke, which was 91.9 metres. So he beat it quite well. And King himself has said that he can't wait to get his hands on the Guinness Book of World Records this Christmas and see himself in it for the first time.
And I think he also said he meant it.
He did, yeah.
Now, it wasn't the only record set this week. In athletics, the triple jump has a new record holder.
Yes, there was another new record for the indoor triple jump. Hugh Fabrice Zango from Burkina Faso in Africa was the first athlete to triple jump over 18 metres indoors. So it's a new record of him jumping 18.7 metres. This is quite an interesting record broken because he broke the record of his own coach. Teddy Tamgo had a previous record of 17.92 metres. And he said that he had it kind of been in the back of his mind that that number was there. He wanted to get one up on his coach. It's quite a nice story as well because Burkina Faso have never won an Olympic medal, and he's now hoping to possibly this year bring home the first one for his home nation.
Well, let's hope, yes, the Olympics go ahead, of course. Now, with the Super Bowl just weeks away, the NFL have made some announcements about this year's event, Cara.
Yeah, so the preparations are well underway now for the Super Bowl, which is just two weeks away now. So they've confirmed their refereeing team, which is a crew of eight, and it's quite historic this year as for the first time ever it includes a woman on the refereeing team. So Sarah Thomas has been selected as a down judge for the big game, and she's a bit of a history maker all round in her own right, as in 2015 she became the first permanent female NFL official, and she was the first woman to officiate in a playoff game in 2019. So that's quite exciting for her. And then the NFL have also confirmed this week, so there will be a crowd at the Super Bowl this year. They're looking at just over about 22,000 people are going to be there, but they've extended an invitation to 7,500 fully vaccinated healthcare workers to attend the event as their guests. And this is to just say thank you for all the hard work that the frontline workers have been putting in the last year during the coronavirus pandemic.
Sure. In the Scottish Pro 14 Derby, Glasgow got back on track, you could say, but could have Edinburgh to thank after quite a unique blunder before half-time. What happened, Cara?
Yeah, so Glasgow have been sitting bottom of the Pro 14 Conference A, and they were playing Edinburgh at the weekend, but there was quite a kind of unique error, as the Edinburgh scrum half Nick Groom heard a horn of a passing train passing behind the stadium, and he mistook it for a halftime buzzer. He decided to kick the ball out of play with 30 seconds left to go, and after Edinburgh, they'd been the team to get the good start. They'd had an early opening try, but with this bit of a blunder, it gave momentum a chance to swing the momentum back in their way, and Glasgow went on to win the game by 1 point. So he'll rue that one, I'm sure.
Since when did he think that there was horns blown in the Pro 14?
I don't know, but it's one I've never heard of before.
No, it's a good one. To the Bundesliga now, and Eintracht Frankfurt captain David Abraham got an interesting leaving gift in his final game.
Yeah, so Eintracht Frankfurt, they beat Schalke 3-1 over the weekend, and their captain David Abraham, it was his final game for the German side. He's returning to his home of Argentina with his family, and he's going to play for his hometown club there. He'd spent 5.5 years with the German club, so he's a bit of a club legend for them. And at full time in the game, you know, he was having a bit of fun, a bit of crack with the match officials and having a chat with them. And he ended up swapping jerseys with not another player, but with the referee of the game, Manuel Graf. So he heads back to Argentina with a referee's jersey in his bag, and Manuel Graf has quite a nice keepsake for himself in David Graham's final match jersey.
Very interesting, the full set, no doubt. And finally, Cara, the story of a very well-travelled Gaelic football.
Yeah, so this is quite an interesting one. 10-year-old Aoife Nicol and her family were playing with a bit of Gaelic football on Woodstown Beach in Waterford. And between all the going on anyways, the ball ended up out in the water and the tide had turned quite strong. And all they could do was wave it on as it got dragged out to sea. There was nothing could be done. And they thought, that's it. That's the end of the Gaelic football. But 7 days later, Aileen Denton was on a walk on her local beach on the west coast of Wales. And she says herself that she volunteers a lot doing like beach cleanups. And when she goes on a walk, she usually brings a bag to pick up any rubbish to help keep her local beach clean. When she came across this football on the beach and it said GAA on it, so she thought this must have come from Ireland. And Aoife's name had been handwritten on it. So she thought, this looks like it belongs to somebody from Ireland. And she decided to use the power of social media, took a picture, put it up on Facebook, shared it in a couple of GAA groups and groups, you know, with kind of Irish in Wales and that kind of thing. And only a couple of hours later, Aoife's dad spotted it on Facebook. And, you know, he said he wanted to just get in touch with her to say, oh, you know, thanks so much for letting us know where it ended up. But Aileen herself has said now that she's going to post Aoife back her football. So for those of us that have been in lockdown the last year, we haven't gone very far from our homes, but this football made it all the way to Wales. So it's done quite a bit of a round trip.
And it's on its way back, sounds like.
Yes, Cara, exactly.
Cara, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. That's Cara.
No problem. Thanks,
Cara John. Kelly there.